Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Oh, man, I don't know if I want to incriminate myself like this.
There might be a death, and it's not going to be from corona.
Look, I don't want to lose my only job that I have left. I need this.
Well, a woman in this building is about to lose her life, so.
She's already dead.
It was irresponsible of you.
I'm sorry.
Cut the music, man.
You know what? I'm not sorry. You know what? F that, okay? I'm not sorry. Because what I did in the one place that you should do it in, okay? I'm sorry if the timing was wrong. I'm sorry if unfortunate is what it was for her. So I was in the bathroom just now, roughly 7 minutes ago. I was in the bathroom, and I like this song. But I was in the bathroom doing what people do in the bathroom. I'm peeing, right? I'm taking a nice big pee-pee, and I was enjoying the fact that my pee-pee was smelling.
Do you hold it with one hand or two?
I mean, I can with one hand.
What do guys do?
Most with one hand, and, like, you know, white guys use it with one hand.
Oh, okay.
You know, but sometimes I'll two-hander, you know, if I'm having a bigger day, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, you know?
All right.
Oh, like a Louisville Slugger, you know, feeling good about myself, you know?
You feel like it's like a dog on a leash, like going too fast.
Trying to pull it. Yay! Oh, boy! Hey, you're going to hurt somebody. But I was making pee-pee, and I was marveling at the amount of asparagus smell that was coming out of me, you know, from eating just, you know.
The brined asparagus?
Pickled asparagus. Pickled asparagus earlier, yeah, with my gigantic hamburger. And as I'm doing it, as a lot of men will do, and I don't know if girls do this or not. I can only imagine you do. But when you're pushing down on your bladder, a fart will come out. Like, a fart will come out. That's the best time to fart, right, William? When you're
That's a fact, man. I don't know what it is.
When you're pushing a pee?
Yeah, it just happens sometimes.
The F will come out when you're pushing a pee, right? The pee creates the F. There's nothing you can do about it. As a matter of fact, you embrace it, especially in a place where making poo-poo is acceptable. The restroom. That's where you do it. If you're going to do it anywhere, no one should be offended. How dare you make a fart in the fart room? That's what you do.
You have to understand your farts are a different caliber.
What am I supposed to do?
You turned that bathroom into Auschwitz. That's what you did. You turned it into a gas chamber, and now that woman is dead.
What am I supposed to do?
Keep it inside of you.
Release it into
Look, he's right.
Outside.
This is where you're, I mean, at least he's not doing it in here.
I know.
Listen, I'm not saying obviously better there than in here, but you know what would be better is if you just didn't do it in this.
I'm sorry.
At all.
I didn't know J-Lo was in the hallway, and now she's Selena because she walked in on it.
You know what you need to do next time?
Huh?
Next time you go to the theater, which is closed, you can't go in there.
Oh, I farted in there many times.
Open the door, put your ass in, and just fart.
Last time I farted in there, I did that. I hung my ass in, dropped a fart, right? Because we're the only people in here at night. And then I heard all this screaming. I'm like, oh, they're having a bachelor viewing party again.
Please do that.
Sorry, Magic 94.9.
Please do that.
You have to do that. Next time they have a watch party in here and all these freaking
hot
cat ladies are
listen,
in here.
Guys.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
Just blow them out.
I have to have this job now, okay? I can't be a loose cannon anymore, okay? I have to, pun intended, I have to keep this job.
Screw right? them.
Hey.
They deserve it.
I know they do.
So
after I unleashed this big old fart, right, during my pee-pee time, I was washing my hands, you know, 20 seconds like you're supposed to, and I'm smelling it, and I'm like, ooh, that's a good one right there. That's a pulled pork mac and cheese burger fart if I've ever smelled one. And I'm impressed because there's still a little lingering asparagus piss in the background. So I'm like, this is a pretty good smelling room right now, right? As I'm thinking this, knock on the door. Hello? And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, come on. She pokes her head in, and she goes, and I go, I'll be right out. And so I walk out, and she says, I'm sorry. And I went, oh, no, 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 no. I'm sorry. And I briskfully walked away.
And let me tell you guys, like, these farts linger. Sometimes for like an hour.
They know the legend. They know.
So, well, there's always new viewers listening.
They know.
So, yeah.
He did move quickly, too, because he was out of breath.
I know. So funny. I hauled ass down the hallway, like, in a brisk walk, and I came back in, and I had a couple of stories for you guys. Like, all right, first, I got two stories. All right, number one, the machine to pay for our waters is out of order, so you have to write down your name.
Yeah.
And so you can pay later. So I wrote my name down, Murray Spillington. And then I told you the story about, I was telling you the story about the fire, and then you go, why are you out of breath? And I was like, I just walked. Like
I was walking.
I was walking. Like, what?
I'm alive.
Don't you? Yeah. Like, I just carried all of this down a hall.
I know.
Am I supposed to be not breathing heavy?
I don't know.
I'm super fat.
I know.
Okay. Anyway, so the lady's dead. If anybody knows how to clean offices.
Oh, maybe that could be your new job.
I almost told you to S my D, but without, you know, like really said it.
Well,
oh, man.
You need a job.
No,
how's the job?
I'm so smashed.
She probably makes more money than we do.
No.
You're going to have to speak Spanish for 5 hours and not talk on the phone
very
the entire time.
I don't
time.
Think
Bluetooth.
That's a requirement.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
You have to talk on a Bluetooth.
Dude, they all do it. It's her, and I don't know if it's her husband or her brother or whatever.
Yeah, even Largo used to talk to the chick in the Ukraine or whatever.
On text.
Oh, where was she from, allegedly?
Oh, it was Nigeria.
She had a family business in Nigeria.
Was she from the United States?
Yes, she was a white girl. Yeah.
She's from Texas, but she was in Nigeria.
That's right. Natasha.
Dude, that's the worst. You guys don't watch 90 Day Fiancé, right?
No.
Oh, man.
I've seen clips. I love the clips.
So, oh, dude. So there is a couple of them that are being scammed. One's Ukrainian scammer. One's Nigerian scammer. And the Americans that are being scammed are the dumbest human beings. The world knows except for them. All right. First, there's a guy. He lives in Vegas. Here's the funny part. Both of them live in Vegas. They don't know each other. But there's a guy. He's like 61 years old. He looks like a complete pedo. Like, you look at him, his pasty, weird skin. He just looks so creepy. He looks like you got to get this guy's hard drive and you got to put him in jail.
Yeah.
Like, well, he's been with a girl, as he says, from the Ukraine. He's been dating a girl from the Ukraine for 7 years. He's never seen in person. He can only contact her through a website that allows him to have a text message, you know, like a messenger, but it's through a website where he has to pay for the messages.
Oh, sure.
So he said he spent $100,000 on this website in 7 years to talk to her. And his friends are like, why don't you get her cell phone number? Well, she don't have one. What? Okay. Well, what about like instant messenger, like Instagram or Facebook?
Yes.
She don't have that either. You know, she's limited in the Ukraine. And he showed a picture of her. She's a 9.8. Like, she is stunningly beautiful. Like, there's no shot that she's going to be with this guy. Mm. There's no way in the world. He has traveled to the Ukraine now 4 times from Vegas to meet her, and she has stood him up every single time. And this last time, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this season yet, sorry. But this last time he went on this season, he's like, there's no way that she'll not show up this time. She didn't show up. He drove 8 hours through the Ukraine to her hometown because she was supposed to meet him at the airport. He went there to her hometown, went to the address that he found on the registry where she stood him up on a cruise in Mexico like 4 years before. It was the wrong, like the guy that was the old man that was at the address said he's lived there for 25 years. He didn't know the girl.
What did she keep saying? Well, to keep him in the loop.
One time her brother died. Another time she had emergency surgery. Another time I think her mom was sick. These are reasons.
Luck.
I know, dude. And then he says, like, he's all distraught, and the producers are in the background. They're like, what are you going to do now? You going back home? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I'm done. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he goes, I know, though, as soon as she messages me, she'll have me hooked again. What? And then, it gets worse. There's a lady in Vegas she's getting catfished by a Nigerian scammer. Her kids, she has, like, 5 kids. Her husband died a few years ago. She's like probably my age. Her kids are grown. They all live at home. They all know she's being catfished. and it's a guy, this body, it's always gorgeous people too. It's this guy, he's like a bodybuilder, and his name's Williams. And you can
Williams
really,
is the first name?
Yeah. You can follow the whole show by looking at Mo's Twitter. He tweets like crazy on Sunday nights about it because he watches it. A lot of us watch it. I know Council watches it. A lot of us watch it. So the guy's name's Williams, and he's like this bodybuilder, just gorgeous. Like, I don't know. He looks like a black Hispanic-looking guy or something. Mm-hmm. And she's never met him in person. She's never had a video chat with him. She just sees his pictures on Instagram. She goes, oh, I'm getting a call from Williams, right? And the guy gets on the phone. He's supposed to be British. He sounds Nigerian. Like, you know a Nigerian accent.
Right.
He's Nigerian.
Definitely not British.
No. I said it. Leah and I were watching, and I go, that British guy has a Nigerian accent. And even Leah and I were like, that's where all the scammers are, is Nigeria. That was like 8 episodes before her daughter finds out the phone number he was calling her from. It was a Nigerian phone number. All of a sudden, his Instagram gets canceled. He kept asking her for money to fly to see her. She gave him money, and he goes, oh, I didn't book the flight. No, no, no. So he's just getting money from her.
Of course.
Well, she is so stupid. She keeps going, I don't know what's going on with Williams. I think something happened. Like, I'm worried about him. I think somebody hacked his Instagram and canceled it. So then another Instagrammer, a girl named Sweet something with a blank is a cuss word. I keep beeping it out, which is funny, right? I'm thinking it's the T word, right? Sweet.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So she goes, I don't know. This girl named Sweet Beep, she told me that she talked to Williams and that his Instagram got hacked and that he said to tell me everything's okay and that he'll get a hold of me soon. Why didn't he just tell her? Like, he had her phone number and stuff. Like, it just... And I'm like, that lady, Sweet Beep, is him. It's the scammer. And she's like, I'm in love with them now, and I don't know why nobody believes me. And I say they get what they deserve. If they're that stupid.
Yeah, it's a fine line there, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm sorry.
But a lot of them are like so like destitute and sad and emotionally like, just like.
But you're an adult.
But they're different. Preying on vulnerable people.
Yeah. And it's almost different with like Largo, for example, because Largo's got
low IQ.
Deficiency.
Yeah. Yes. These people are, you know, average.
She
IQ,
raised 5 kids.
Well, that didn't say much.
But her kids seem like they got their stuff together. They don't
Were
seem
they like
dummies.
Mom, this is a scam.
Yes.
Okay. Then
yes.
Yeah. Well,
straight
we told,
up.
We told Largo that too. Remember, we're like, dude. I had to finally be like, I'm concerned about you. I got to know you a little bit. Like, I care about your well-being.
We also found him sleeping in a bush outside.
Yeah, I know. But it was weird because it doesn't, like, they know.
Yeah.
But they just don't. They like the
right.
living in the fantasy.
It's so sad, dude.
Because he was just like, yeah, I know. Like, one day he just said, yeah, I know.
No, you would say that frequently. And then he would just be back. Like, well, just keep going. I know,
Once
I know.
Once that message comes in, it releases that you know, endorphin in their brain or whatever.
It's almost like they don't care. I feel like it's almost like when, like the enjoyment of watching reality TV, knowing it's fake and you don't care.
Yeah, you
it's
live in a fantasy.
The drama is fun. Even when I'd watch Jersey Shore all the time and Real World and back in the day, and I would love it. And people be like, that's fake. I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't
right,
care.
Right.
I don't care.
But the thing is, I want to grab these people and shake them. You know, I want to go, hey!
Like a Polaroid picture?
Yes. I just want to, like, what are you doing? They need an intervention. They need, like, everybody to get them together and beat them with, like, a sock with soap in it until they wake up.
And there's, like, friends of theirs on the show, too, right? They're like,
yes,
hey, dude.
All the time.
And they just go, nah.
And it's every season, too. Like, a couple seasons ago, it was this another guy, and it was another Ukrainian lady. And he was this guy was kind of a lower IQ guy, though. And he just lived in a shanty, and he was spending all of his money. He's a nail tech.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, he's very sad-looking guy.
I remember seeing the clip because he packed to go on his vacation.
No, he went to Mexico. He went there to meet her.
I know, but did you see his suitcase?
Yeah.
He had, like, sex toys in it, edible underwear.
He bought her a cubic zirconia ring to propose to her because he couldn't afford anything else.
What's that?
It's a fake diamond, cubic zirconia, CZ.
It's a lab-created diamond.
Yeah, it looks great, but they cost like $200 instead of, you know, thousands of dollars. You can get them real cheap. If somebody bought it for you, if you weren't a jeweler, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah, you'd be like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly, if you're listening, Leah. Anyway, but some of us got fired today. Anyway, so he went to Mexico, got stood up, and he's just bawling. He's like sitting. He had this dinner planned, like this fancy dinner, like in this garden. And he goes, well, I already paid for it all, so I'm just going to still have the dinner. And he's sitting there by himself, and like the waiter comes out. He's like,
Senor,
you want to wait for the missus? And he goes, nope, I'm just going to eat. Eat it by myself. And he's just sitting there crying, cutting his steak. And I'm laughing because I'm a piece of crap. But at the same time, I'm like, dude, wake up. So then, like, he goes home, and his friend picks him up from the airport. And it's this girl that he works with. And she's like, she goes, I hope you learn your lesson now. And he goes, well, I'm not going to give up. I'm sure she's got a good excuse. And she'll call me, and I'm going to give her another chance because I love her. You know, and I'm like, what is going
on? It's sad.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Yeah,
it really is.
Not, is it illegal? I wonder.
Dude.
No. Well, to steal money, yes.
The thing is,
but
scamming, that's stealing.
It's so weird that it's focused in those two places. Ukraine, hot girls, scamming. Nigeria, hot girls and dudes, scamming. Just, they have teams of them. Because I was watching one of the episodes of 90 Day Fiancé. There's this big, fat, gross, nasty, chain-smoking. Actually, there's two different ones. Both the same character. Big, fat, gross, white ladies, chain-smoking. Don't want to control African dudes, so they fall in love with them, and they go over there, and they treat them like crap, and I want to punch these ladies in their face, right? But one of them, her friend goes, hey, you need to be careful over there. They have these teams of scammers. They all live together, and that's what they do for a living. And one of the guys that was in Nigeria that was friends of her fiance, he even said, he goes, yeah, well, yeah, that happens a lot here. Like, there's these guys, they all live in one apartment, and they have multiple computers and multiple social media accounts and all that.
They're able to do it all day long.
That's what they do.
It's illegal. I think if you did it in the States, you could be tried, but because it's like a foreign entity, it's hard with when it comes to, like, lawsuits.
It's
like,
so
we're going to, like, sue Nigeria.
Yeah,
you can't.
They have... World, like, Interpol is a world police organization. I mean, is it illegal by their standards? I mean,
I don't know.
Scamming is stealing.
Illegal, yes, because it's false pretenses. But
it's
in terms
so
of
bad.
Lawsuits, I don't know how the, you would, you can't
oh,
be tried in a U.S. court.
Yeah, I don't think you could recoup those funds, but you could maybe have those people arrested.
I mean, it happens here, and they get popped here. Like, there was a guy.
Yeah, if it's domestic.
There was a guy during the pandemic here that was selling, it was a preacher that was selling.
Like Clorox?
No, he was selling, like, some placebo that he said cured coronavirus.
Right.
And he went to jail. Like, he was making money off of it.
But
scumbag.
And you're voluntarily giving your cash up too. It's
right.
Not like they're going into your account and stealing
it. But it's under false pretenses, I think.
Yeah, it's like I need money to come. Well, the oldest one in the book is you won some sort of a lottery, but you need to give us like $200 to release the funds. That's a Nigerian scam. Happens a lot. There is the Nigerian prince email.
Right.
Where it's like, I'm a prince and I need to come to the United States, but I need you to help me get my plane ticket, and then I'll give you $1 million when I get there.
Right.
It's like, and people are dumb.
People fall for it. They must send out, I wonder what the percentage success rate is for those. Like 0.00001%.
But they send so many, they make a living at it.
Right.
But think about the work
they target.
They get a hold of these email lists.
Right.
And they just...
But they put the work in, though, because they develop these fake relationships with guys like Largo, with like guys, the people like on the 90 Day Fiancé. They put the work in.
It was a long time that they were talking to him.
Yes.
I mean, a very long time. And he sent, I think, thousands of dollars.
Yeah, he did. Think about this girl I was talking about on 90 Day Fiancé, the Ukrainian. The guy said he spent $100,000 on this text website. Think about how many people she's talking to. He's not her only one. And she's not a she.
Is it even her?
There's no shot. There was one. The one last year with the guy that got stood up in Mexico, they had her on the webcam on the results show.
It was actually her.
It was her. But he's never seen her in person, everything else.
But how easy would it be, too, if the scammer was just like, hey, I need a pretty lady, like, put it out on Twitter. And I'll give you $200.
But chances are she's just a pretty lady that scams people.
Yeah.
She never meets them. She uses her own pretty face and does that. That might be how they do it in the Ukraine, probably.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guy that lives in Vegas, he even has a friend who's married to a Ukrainian lady, and she was talking to him, and she goes, look, you're being scammed. That's what they do in my country. She goes, I know. She goes, I came over here because I met this man on the internet, and we really got married, and I moved to Vegas, but he was even skeptical of me. And the guy's like, yeah, I had to wonder if she was a scammer because it's so prominent in that country. So she goes, yeah. She goes, I had friends that scam people. That's what they do. Chances are she was a scammer and she just saw like an opportunity. And she's like, you know what?
It's kind of hot.
Yeah, maybe I will just take that ding dong and move to Vegas.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this or this. Or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.